PatriotsRelief.com. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final half hour of today's show, the final half hour of hour number three on this Tuesday, June 3rd, 2025 edition. Let's get into a couple of text messages. Where did it go? There it is. Downstate, Mike Slarsky. Paving excavating company. Randy, these people go on all of these MEDC junkets for years. And what do we have to show for it? A big sucking sound of businesses leaving our state. What a joke these politicians are. In only a few months, Trump being in office has trillions of dollars of commitments for business development coming to the USA. How? By structuring favorable economics to incentive companies with lower taxes, leveraging tariffs, etc. Certainly not by raising taxes. Michigan Democrat policy in this area is idiotic to say the least. Absolutely agree with you, Mike. But you see, this is how they think. You've got to raise taxes to fix the roads. No, sorry, you don't. And you better not. The reason for it is that people are sick and tired of all this waste, fraud, and abuse in Lansing. Cliff Tellini, chairman of the Board of County Commissioners in Presque County. Very interesting. All the road funding could be done by sales tax alone with increased revenue sharing. But we need to doge the state budget. Absolutely. And according to State Representative Cam Cavett texting back and forth with us yesterday during the show, that's exactly what the House Republicans are going to do. Well, here's a little bit of a problem. Michigan law, a Michigan law, requires the legislature to pass an annual budget by July 1st. It's not in the state constitution, folks. It's a law. Well, House Republicans have already said, per their speaker, Matt Hall, it's not going to happen. We're not going to adopt the quote, and this came from Matt Hall's mouth, we are not going to pass this batshit crazy budget that the Senate Democrats have passed, end quote, said Matt Hall. We're not going to do it. It's crazy. Number two, they're going through every single one of these bureaucratic agencies and departments, and they are going to find where they can cut, where they can eliminate. Some people are talking about, and Cam Cavett even mentioned it in the text messages with me yesterday, he'd like the numbers to go back to all the way where they were when Governor Rick Snyder left office. $58 billion. Completely eliminate all the increases in the budget since Governor Gretchen Whitmer has been the governor of this state. Well, we'll see if that happens. It needs to happen, but let's see. So we will go on and we will continue to look at all this. Yeah, I got the same mailer, Rod. He's talking about a mailer he got from Mike Rogers. I told him that I wasn't a fan of Mike. They thanked me for my time. Oh, was this a call? Okay, looking for your endorsement. I got it. Feel free to call or text me with any question. Yeah, right. Well, we'll see what happens in that race. Still waiting for Tudor Dixon to make her decision. I'm lobbying for her to be a candidate. Let's see, I got a story here that just came in. Breaking news story from Lansing. Okay. Michigan State Representative Jim DeSana filed an impeachment resolution calling for the removal of Michigan's Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, from office. Representative DeSana says he has evidence that Benson is engaged in corrupt conduct, constitutional violations, and a repeated abuse of power. He's holding a live press conference. So we'll see where this goes. We'll continue to follow this story for sure. Major announcement out of Lansing, going to be heard on the House floor as a resolution. Impeachment resolution starting in the House. Well, this is going to go into national media, I'm sure. And Benson, who is an announced candidate for governor, I think her campaign may be dying very soon. This could be a very quick death for her to be the next governor of the state of Michigan. Let's go down to this other story I wanted to get to. Oh, this is an interesting twist, talking about Democrat candidates for governor. At what point does Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist need to separate himself from the current governor, Gretchen Whitmer? To the extent that he does, as he prepares for his primary election race. Well, one of the political consultants, Mark Grebner, said Gilchrist needs to find a message that he owns and which voters care about. This might mean that he represents something different than the Whitmer-Gilchrist administration. Or maybe he needs to venture out and conquer new lands. Either way, it has to be something that resonates and that people care about, or it won't move hundreds and thousands of voters that is needed to win the Democratic primary. The problem isn't choosing between powerful messages, but finding one. I think one of the things he started to do was when he started talking about the open 35th Senate district seat, and that there are people there are ready for a special election, but the governor hasn't called it since January. He has to show that he's his own man. The person who's preceding him is retiring from politics and isn't going anywhere. So he won't have any coattails to rely on. But the main question you have to ask, why isn't the governor who you helped get elected and have loyally served for 7 years not supporting your campaign? If Whitmer's not going to back him, he's going to need to show that he's his own man and needs to come up with his own plan. He showed a flash of that by calling for the special election in the 35th Senate District, but he's going to have to back it up with some additional items and also get increased funding. So it's going to be a very interesting race, and especially now that the House Republicans are filing impeachment articles in the form of a resolution in the House against Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, going to be very interesting. Of course, this will go nowhere in the state Senate, but it definitely is going to make news. One of the other things that we're looking at here is, let's see, okay, he's even tagged President Trump on this. Interesting. Well, we'll see where this goes. It's breaking right now. I'm trying to read all the text messages that I'm getting about it. We even got a report at the radio station about breaking news. So we'll see where this goes. Nope, that's a completely different. Let's see what this says. Let's see. Okay. One of the other things I think we're looking at. This is interesting. This is going to be an actual act that the House must vote on. Because of it being a House resolution, it will go to the floor for a floor vote. So this is exactly what we are going to see is 58 votes by the Republicans, 52 votes by the Democrats against it. This is going to be totally partisan, and it's going to go nowhere in the Senate, is my prediction. But I'm getting text messages, emails all over the place. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890, serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Greatly appreciate all the text messages, interaction with you guys. Greatly appreciate it. Want to remind you that if you're not able to listen to the show live 9 to noon Monday through Friday, that we have podcasts available for listening on demand anytime. You can take the information that you learn on this show and share it with other people by sharing the podcast on the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, with them. Explain to them the show is live 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, but they can listen on demand via the website, via the podcast, on demand anytime. One of the things that we're looking for is the process that we're looking at. One of the things you need to do is figure out exactly how you can share this information with people that you know, people that you work with, people that you go to church with, people that you know in your area. They got to learn the information that we share with you guys every single day. They need to be engaged, informed, so that they know what's going on. The only way we get this information out is if you share it. Now, one of the ways you can do is make sure that if you're in our listening area of 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, is that you have a rear window sticker on your vehicles. We still have a few left, and we would love to mail them to you. We also have some Doge stickers that you might want to put on your vehicle as well. So very simply, text me your first name, your last name, and your mailing address, and how many vehicles you pledge to put these stickers on, and we will ship them to you absolutely free. We need to get more stickers on vehicles in our listening area. Or if you've got an old one that's kind of wearing out through the car washes, let me know and we'll send you replacements. So again, text me at 231-360-5140 and we'll get those mailed out to you as soon as possible. First and last name, mailing address, and how many vehicles you pledge to put these stickers on, and we'll get them right out to you. Also, one of the last things that we're looking at, is the fact that this is the process that we have to go through. Now, one of the other final components. One of the final components that we're looking at here is the fact that this is going to be very much a party event coming up on June 21st in Gaylord. I want to make sure everybody's aware of it. Text me FEST, F-E-S-T. I'll send you the link, riskitfest.com, and be a part of it. We're excited. Vicky and I are going to be there. It's going to be a great time. We would love to see you. And I also have two seats available on our foursome. If you'd like to golf with me and Nick Wallace, text me golf, and I'll send you the link, and you can be part of our foursome. We're going to have some fun on Friday, June 20th, at the Ridge Golf Course. So greatly, greatly appreciate it. The other thing that we're going to be asking you to participate in is to come join us at the 6th Annual Antrim County Conservative Union Fun Shoot Pig Roast. Text me Fun Shoot or Pig Roast, two words. And I'll send you a link to the website, acconservatives.org. You can get your tickets online. Just read the post. Look at all the information. Make your donation online. Get your email receipt from our PayPal account, not yours, ours, when you make the donation. And that will be your ticket. That's going to be Saturday, July the 19th in Central Lake. Gates will open at noon. We'll go until 4 p.m. It's going to be a great event. Rob Cordes from the Trump Unity Bridge is going to be there. We're going to have some great speakers, some great food. Ian Murphy smoking the pork for us this year again. Greatly appreciate him doing that. So hopefully this will be a great event, and we want you guys to be a part of it. Definitely want you to be a part of it. So again, text me Fun Shoot or Pig Roast, and we'll send you the link to the website. And again, I want to let you know, I want to thank the people that donated recently to the Legal Defense Fund. We're now up to $3,400 that we've raised. We've got a lot more to go, but greatly appreciate it. If you would like to be a part of it, help us out. Text me legal. As soon as you text me that, I'll send you the link to make your donation online, or you can mail checks to our P.O. Box in Elk Rapids, Michigan Broadcasters LLC. P.O. Box 650, Elk Rapids, Michigan, 49615. We greatly appreciate the support you're giving us to keep us on the air, and we want to thank you very much. Final text message of today's show. Thank you, Randy. Lots of great information. Appreciate you giving us Ian Murphy's information. We're going to be contacting him about what needs to be done up here in Sheboygan. Dar Olson and others are working on it. We thank you for the information. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Roots of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a terrific Tuesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Guns.